They're pretty busy in the summertime. There wouldn't be too much house, there wouldn't be house parties, but there'd be outside things like picnics in the summertime.
Where fiddlers played.
Yeah, there'd be dancing saloons. Mm-hmm. And
what are dancing saloons?
Just a place that's a rough place stuck up outside with a floor on it. And there's overhead, they just threw boughs overhead to shade.
Yeah.
For shade rather than warmth. It wasn't where you didn't need the warmth in the summertime. And ice cream festivals.
Could you tell me a little bit about the dancing saloons?
Dancing saloons? Well, it would be.
Who used to do that?
Volunteers.
Was it for the community?
It would be for the parish.
Oh, for the parish.
Or for the school. It could be for the school either, the parish, or some organization like that. Well, so just like the parish picnic, for example.
Uh-huh.
There's not, they don't happen anymore, but it was a fundraising thing. And they served meals, good meals too. And they'd have those. They'd have a big dancing saloon. And the music was all voluntary. People that could play just went and played and took turns.
And did they charge admission?
The admission was only for the meal. The admission was only for the meal, but there was bowling alleys. They had a bowling, they charged for that. It'd be only a dime or something like that. And then there was other things. People come there with, drive the thing up to ring the bell.
Oh, yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
But Wheels of Fortune, shooting galleries, and there's admission to all that.
And the dancing was free?
The dancing was free, yes.
And this was to benefit?
Benefit the community. Mm. It could be the parish. It could be there's the Catholic community here at St. Andrews, and then there's the Protestant community at Mount Stewart.
Yes.
And they'd be the Protestant picnic, the Catholic picnic, and everybody intermingled. And there's no bigotry at all here.